February 8. Let every man take heed how he buildeth. 1 Corinthians 3:10. On the 31st of May, 1935, there was an earthquake in the city of Kuwata. I remember in 1933 an expert engineer came to Kuwata. He warned the government that there would be an earthquake in the city area in about a year, and he advised them to make some provision for it at once and also construct earthquake-proof houses. The government did not take it seriously. Only the railway officials agreed to the proposal and they had 6 earthquake-proof houses constructed. Suddenly, the earthquake came, and in 18 seconds 58,000 people were killed, and except for these 6 specially prepared houses, every other house, whether of stone or brick or mud, became rubble. It is high time for us, who are God's servants, to learn our lessons also. There will be many severe attacks by Satan upon God's people. He will come as a roaring lion, or a ravening wolf, or like a flood, or even like an angel of light. God's servants are responsible for the flock and have to make every provision for their spiritual protection. This can be done only if we build according to the heavenly pattern. Some people think they can serve in their own way. They say, God is blessing us anyhow. Please do not be satisfied with a temporary blessing. God is gracious. That is why He blesses our work in a way, in spite of the fact that our obedience is only partial. We need to recognize that, nevertheless, God always keeps to His original plan. Paul the Apostle says in 1 Corinthians 3:6, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. He admits that he had need of co-workers, and that although he was an apostle, he was not sufficient by himself. God uses some servants to plant. Others are needed to come and water. Thus all have to labor in oneness and unity. If you have been called to sow the seed, and have no other calling or burden, then you should pray that God may send an Apollos to come and water that seed. Paul could remain in a place long enough only to do the planting. Before he left the place, he would tell those who came after him, that it was God's work. Therefore, let a man take heed how he buildeth thereon.